From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, welcome to Thursday. We're into gear with the trachometer. What's the trachometer telling us this time?
This is the ANZ trachometer. I love this data series, Mike. I really do. It's so direct. It's so real time. I mean, there's no asking people their opinions. There's no self-fulfilling downturn here. You just count the trucks. You just count the trucks rolling up and down the road. And so I love it. It's another high frequency number, so it comes out every month. So that means you can get a bit of volatility. You've got to look for the trends. And Mike, the trends are there. So you've got the light traffic, you've got the heavy traffic index. The light traffic index gives you a bit of a 6-month lead on GDP growth. The heavy traffic index is more sort of real time, and at a high level the results are sort of confirming the weaker growth narrative that we're talking about. And you know, and I have a little bit of sympathy, I suppose, with this when we talk about this self-fulfilling downturn, but also, you know, trolling out that line, I think, is a little bit, it's a little bit lazy, I suppose, because we are getting real signals like this that do need to be responded to. So what are the numbers? Light traffic index fell 0.3% month on month. The heavy traffic index rose 2.4% month on month, but that's just a partial bounce back from a very heavy fall last month. So the light traffic index remains in what we, I suppose you'd call it, a trend decline. It's unmistakable, clear suggestion there that economic growth is going to decline. The heavy traffic index, weakest quarterly growth in 7 years. Again, a strong suggestion that GDP growth will be weak. Now, just before we sort of fall off your chair, the light traffic index is still consistent with a positive GDP outcome, just a very, very low one. Yeah. And the heavy traffic index, again, it's kind of volatile. So I think it's fair to assume we're going to see lower growth in the third quarter. It's just a question of the quantum.
And I think the fourth quarter as well, having said that. Now, listen, I'm glad you raised this. Yep. Protein technology. What do you make of it? You know, we're going to grow everything in a lab, and that's the end of agriculture as we know it, or is it?
Yeah, well, there's a bit of musing here, I suppose. There's a little bit of editorial, and just because I'm, you know, we're always thinking about what are these underlying trends, you know, what's going to happen, maybe not next month, but sort of a couple of years down the line. A couple of things come out in the last week. So the New Zealand Herald ran this story, and it was covering a couple of days ago, and it was covering a report produced by a think tank called RethinkX, and it's suggesting that we're on the cusp of the fastest disruption to agricultural production for 10,000 years. So it's a fairly big call, a shift that could threaten New Zealand's key primary exports. And so they're basically saying that traditional farming will be bankrupted by protein technology within 10 years. So it's all about the development of synthesized proteins, and that development is accelerating. That is a fact. You know, we're getting better at producing these things. So basically be able to, say, synthesize the milk protein and proteins in meat. It's cleaner, it's quicker, it's cheaper. Look, it's a great article. The Herald was a great article. Yep. It's definitely worth a read. A couple of points though, Mike. RethinkX. Now, this think tank's run by a couple of guys called Tony Sieber and James R. Bibb. Now, we actually spoke about these guys ages ago because they put out a similar report talking about the impending death of the internal combustion engine. So they take a reasonably extreme view on these things. I mean, they say the demand for cow products will have fallen 70% by 2030. I think you've got to take what they're saying with a little bit of grain of salt and perhaps moderate the speed with which they see this changing. But, you know, at the same time, Mike, I'm sort of looking at this climate change activism that we're seeing around the world at the moment. I'm thinking, at what point does it become less cool to fly? And how many people will actually stop flying? And the thing is, agriculture, tourism, they're our two flagship industries, aren't they? So a couple of slow burn themes in the background here that they're not overnight issues, but for you,
good on you,
all you thinkers, all you amateur futurists out there, hey?
Nothing wrong with a slow burn theme. I've always said that, Andrew.
Yeah.
Now listen, what are the numbers?
Always been one of my favourites, that slow burn theme. Yeah. In fact, I've built my whole career on that principle, the slow burn theme. 26,329 on the Dow Jones, which is up 165.63%. The S&P 500, 2919, up 26. And the Nasdaq, 7898, up 75, just under 1%. So the US market's all feeling happy. FTSE 100, 7166, up 23. The Nikkei lost 131, 21456. The ASX 200 lost 47 yesterday, closing at 6546. And the NZX 50 lost 75 points yesterday, 0.68%, closing at 10,940 on the currencies. One Kiwi dollar, 0.6291 US, 0.9352 Aussie, 0.5732 euro, 0.5155 pounds, 67.65 yen gold, $1,505.68 Brent crude, $58.90
You have a good day, mate. See you tomorrow. Appreciate it very much. Andrew Kelleher at jmiwealth.co.nz.